Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
The Justice Department will now decide whether to prosecute Donald Trump.
The House January 6th Committee is urging the Justice Department to prosecute Donald Trump for four crimes, including inciting or aiding an insurrection. It's the panel's bid to hold Trump accountable for the Capitol riot itself, not just for his actions leading up to it, but his inactions as it happened.
President Trump lit the flame. He poured gasoline on the fire and sat by in the White House dining room for hours watching the fire burn.
Despite panel member Elaine Luria's attempts to blame Trump for inciting the insurrection, legal experts have questioned whether he could be successfully prosecuted for it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, a House committee votes on whether to release former President Trump's tax returns.
If the Democrat-controlled committee moves forward with the plans to release Donald Trump's tax returns, it's unclear how quickly that would happen. The Supreme Court last month cleared the way for the Treasury Department to send the returns to Congress. As a presidential candidate in 2016, Trump broke decades of precedent by refusing to release his tax forms to the public. Donna Warder, Washington.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake shook parts of Northern California this morning. Thousands were without power afterwards. No injuries immediately reported. Millions of Americans will see some dangerously cold wind chill temperatures this week, says the Weather Service. Much of the central U.S. will shiver, and there'll be snow in the upper Midwest today. Ukrainian President Zelensky has visited the embattled Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, the site of some of the most intense fighting recently. His office says he met with military personnel there. This is AP News. A Hanukkah reception at the White House, and President Biden vows to fight anti-Semitism.
Baruch atah Adonai.
The event opened with a prayer. Hanukkah, commemorating the rededication of a temple in Jerusalem, in which a lamp with only one night's worth of oil miraculously burned for 8 days. It's a joyous festival, but President Biden noted that a sharp rise this year in anti-Semitism in the United States has many Jewish people on edge.
Silence is complicity. We must not remain silent.
He notes that he's added permanency to the Jewish faith at the White House, having a permanent menorah built rather than relying on artifacts borrowed from Jewish groups.
Happy Hanukkah, America, and God bless you all.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein's been found guilty of rape. A Los Angeles jury, after 9 days of deliberations, found Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein guilty of sexually assaulting a woman, referred to as Jane Doe Number One. That same jury, 8 men and 4 women, was unable to reach a decision on several other counts, including charges alleged by the wife of California's governor, Gavin Newsom, and by a massage therapist. Weinstein was acquitted in a fourth case. The prosecutor has said it's time for the kingmaker to be brought to justice, although there was very little evidence presented, and the case hinged heavily on testimony from the four accusers. The 70-year-old Weinstein faces another 24 years in prison when he's sentenced. He's already jailed for a rape and sexual assault conviction in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The frontman for the post-punk British group The Specials has died. The band says lead singer Terry Hall has died at age 63 following a brief illness. In a statement, The Specials called Hall our beautiful friend, brother, and one of the most brilliant singers, songwriters, and lyricists this country has ever produced. Hall joined the band in the 1970s, and The Specials became popular for their Jamaica-influenced style of sharp suits and pork pie hats. Their most iconic song, Ghost Town. I'm Donna Warder.
R. Kelly's manager's heading to prison. I'm Norman Hall. R. Kelly's one-time manager has been sentenced to a year in federal prison for calling in a shooting threat that halted a screening of a documentary critical of the music star. Alleged abuse victims were scheduled to comment after the screening. The punishment won't add to the time ex-manager Donnell Russell is already set to serve for a different effort to squelch sexual abuse claims against Kelly, who was convicted last year of sex trafficking and racketeering. Russell told a New York federal judge that he made bad judgments while working briefly with Kelly. I'm Norman Hall.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Monday Night Football, the Packers kept their slim playoff hopes alive by defeating the reeling Rams 24-12. Aaron Rodgers, 22-30 for 229 yards and a touchdown to fuel optimism over the season's last month in Green Bay.
So we won two, and just about everything we've needed to happen has gone our way. Just about, right? So things are looking up.
In NFL injury news, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts is hurting. The MVP candidate hurt his shoulder in Sunday's win over the Bears and is questionable to start Saturday's game against the Cowboys. NBA, Donovan Mitchell scored a team-high 23 points in his first game against the Jazz since his trade to the Cavaliers over the summer and Cleveland's win over Utah.
It was just a lot of fun just being out there playing against guys I've been playing with and coaching staff that I've been with my whole career and really helped me grow to be who I am today.
Joel Embiid scored 28 points as the 76ers staved off a second-half Raptors rally.
They made our run at the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth, but we reacted.
Also victorious, the Suns, Hawks, Spurs, Thunder, Timberwolves, Hornets, and the Bucks, who defeated the Pelicans as Giannis poured in 42. NHL. Alex Ovechkin remains one goal behind Gordie Howe for second all-time in NHL history as he went scoreless in the Capitals' overtime win over the team for whom Howe played almost his entire NHL career, the Red Wings. But Nick Dowd scored twice for the Caps.
To come from behind and then come from behind again the very next shift and then win in overtime, especially like that was one of our biggest crowds of the year, so that felt really good for our team.
The league-leading Bruins got two third-period goals from Patrice Bergeron to deny a Panthers comeback.
We're sitting on leads, and I think we have to get away from that and keep being on our toes and keep pushing, you know, no matter what the score is.
Other NHL winners, the Avalanche, Stars, Sabres, Canadiens, Predators, and Blues. I'm Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. At the last hearing for the House committee investigating the Capitol riot,
there are 9 ayes and 0 noes.
The committee urged the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin is on the committee.
Ours is not a system of justice where foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass.
Video was played today of Trump advisor Hope Hicks about what the former president said about the 2020 election.
He said something along the lines of, you know, nobody will care about my legacy if I lose. So that won't matter. The only thing that matters is winning.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says the actions of the former president means he should remain a former president.
No man who would behave that way at that moment in time can ever serve in any position of authority in our nation again. He is unfit for any office.
The criminal referral is mostly symbolic. The Justice Department ultimately decides whether to prosecute Donald Trump or others. Dr. Anthony Fauci steps down from a 5-decade career in public service at the end of the month. In an interview with the AP, Fauci says almost 3 years after the start of the pandemic,
untruths abound, conspiracy theories abound, distortions of reality abound.
Fauci says his mantra remains, stick to the science. A second person has died after a crush at a London concert venue last week. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare trip to a close ally, Belarus, as his forces pursue their campaign to bombard Ukraine. The losses continue today on Wall Street. The Dow finished down 162 points. This is AP News. Amber Heard says she reached a settlement with her ex-husband.
Actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have settled their defamation lawsuits. Heard says she'll have to pay him $1 million for the legal costs of their high-profile trial last spring, in which she said,
Johnny has taken enough of my voice. I have the right
to tell my story.
In a post on Instagram, Heard says the decision to settle the case was difficult, adding that her life as she knew it is now destroyed because she was vilified for defending her truth. Depp's people say they're pleased to close the door on this painful chapter and that the actor will donate the $1 million payment from Heard to charity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police say a man was arrested after Nazi symbols were carved into a menorah in Beverly Hills, California. Use of surveillance video led to the arrest of Eric King of Dallas, Texas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Elon Musk polls Twitter users about whether he should stay as head of the social media platform or go, and they vote to send him packing. It was a simple tweet sent Sunday by Elon Musk. Should I step down as head of Twitter, I will abide by the results of this poll. More than half of 17.5 million users who responded to the poll voted yes by the time it closed Monday morning. Before the tweet, the billionaire acknowledged he made a mistake in launching new speech restrictions that banned mentions of rival social media websites. Twitter had announced that users will no longer be able to link to Facebook, Instagram, and other platforms the company described as prohibited. But there was so much criticism, Musk promised not to make any more major policy changes without a survey. The last tweet he sent Sunday, "Those who want power are the ones who least deserve it." A woman was caught trying to steal Christmas presents from actor Robert De Niro's New York City home while he was there. Police say the woman is a suspected serial burglar who they were following when she went into Robert De Niro's East 65th Street townhouse around 2:45 Monday morning. They say the basement door had signs of forced entry. Police found the 30-year-old woman in the living room attempting to take Christmas presents, and they took her into custody. The actor who was upstairs came down while the arrest was underway. A spokesman for the 79-year-old said he wouldn't be making a statement and that the home was a rental. The Vatican defrocks a U.S. priest who is very active in supporting anti-abortion and Donald Trump. The Vatican calls former Father Frank Pavone's communications on social media blasphemous and says it was his persistent disobedience of his bishop who repeatedly told him to stop his partisan activism for Donald Trump that got him defrocked. A defiant Pavone appeared on his social media wearing his church collar under a biker jacket Sunday to answer questions and call attention to what he says is decades of persecution by the church.
It's the cancel culture, it's war on supporters of pro-life candidates.
Pavone's supporters denounced the defrocking, including Bishop Joseph Strickland of Tyler, Texas. Laicization, or being reduced to the lay state, is one of the harshest sanctions in the church's canon law for priests. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.